بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. The incident of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was called Khalilullah, the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the Ulul Azm, the great Anbiya alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is regarded to be the greatest Nabi after Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always test those whom He loves, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. The first test, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was a little boy. Azar used to make idols and sell them. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam tried to explain to his father that the worshipping. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked his father, "Why do you worship such things that can neither benefit you nor harm you? Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth." His father became very angry and threatened to punish him for speaking against his gods. One day, when the people were all gone out to a fair, he destroyed all the idols in the temple with an axe. He then took the axe and hung it on the neck of the biggest idol. When the people returned from the fair, they became very angry on seeing their idols destroyed. They questioned Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam regarding their idols, as he was the only one who did not attend the fair and was left alone at home. He replied, "Ask the big idol, as he has the axe around his neck." The people were shocked and also ashamed, as they knew that their idols could neither speak nor hear. They decided to take revenge and punish Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. They lit a huge fire and said, "Burn Ibrahim and help our idol." When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was about to be thrown into this fire, the angels came to his rescue and offered to assist him. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam asked them, "Have you been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or have you come on your own?" They replied, "We have come on our own." Ibrahim alayhi salam then said, "I do not need your help, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of me." He placed all his trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knew that there was no one else to save him but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the huge fire to become cool and a place of safety for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Not even a single hair on his body burnt while he was in the fire. He passed his first test successfully. SubhanAllah.